young children and in youth, Mrs. Speaker.
Manasseh Sogavare was appointed Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands in 2019 for the fourth time. Now the election set for next year has been delayed and his term has been extended until 2024. Sogavare fast-tracked a bill for constitutional reform to postpone the vote. The Prime Minister says the island nation can't afford to host the Pacific Games in 2023 and go to the polls. He holds a majority in the country's parliament and the contentious bill was passed easily.
The process of making decisions in this House, Mr. Speaker, and in any democratic system, sir, is by members casting their votes.
But it's triggered condemnation from the opposition. It's labelled the move a power grab and yet another attempt by the Prime Minister to undermine democracy. Australia had offered to help fund the elections to avoid the delay. The Sogavare government described that as foreign interference, accepted the offer but still delayed the vote.
I don't think it means that the controversy goes away. I think there will be ongoing disgruntlement, not just from the parliamentary opposition, but from others within the wider society of Solomon Islands. And I think we can expect to hear commentary from various quarters in the ensuing weeks and months.
A secret security deal with Beijing allows Chinese police and law enforcement officers to be based in the island's capital, Honiara. Analysts say that agreement and prolonging Sogavare's leadership could benefit China and strengthen the partnership.
In light of recent decisions that the Sogavare government has made, such as banning foreign vessels from docking in Solomon Islands water, censorship of the national broadcaster, the secret security deal that Solomon Islands signed with China, all of these serve to increase the executive power of the Sogavare government.
Sogavare has served as Prime Minister three times before this, but wasn't popular enough to finish a term. He says delaying the next election will be a one-off, with no date set for 2024. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera.